Safety first. No matter what you're getting into tool-wise, woodworking involves very sharp metal blades, not to mention spinning motors and pinky-crushing clamps. There are more ways to hurt yourself in a wood shop than there are whiskers on my chin, and I am very hirsute. You generally want to wear eye protection at all times, and ear protection as well when the machinery gets fired up. Any operation that creates dust should see you reaching for your dust mask, and if you're using a finish that creates fumes, then you want to strap on an appropriate respirator. They even make a couple of different models of breathing protection if you happen to prefer a healthy beard, like myself. All of this headgear will go a long way towards protecting your precious sense organs and lungs, but it can become cumbersome, which is another argument in favor of working with hand tools. Treat your shop area with extreme reverence so that not only will you remain vigilant about safety, but any visitors to the shop will understand that tools must be respected as well. Another important factor in shop safety is your wardrobe. I prefer sturdy breeches like jeans or Carhartts, and a t-shirt or flannel that can take a beating. If you wear long sleeves, be sure to keep them rolled up so a spinning blade or chuck doesn't catch them and ruin your mood, not to mention your hand. The same goes for long hair, hoodie strings, and jewelry. Anything dangling can be caught in a motor-driven tool and cause severe injuries. I always wear work boots, White's boots to be specific, from Spokane, Washington. But any shoes that provide you with stable footing should do. I avoid sandals or anything open-toed in case I drop my awl. Speaking of ghastly puncture wounds, make sure you have a complete first aid kit standing by and that everybody knows how to use it. A good set of tweezers and band-aids have been our most popular items at OWS so far, knock on wood. While we're at it, be sure to keep your fire extinguisher up to date and ready to hand. We haven't needed ours yet, thankfully, but there are some items in the shop that can spontaneously combust if not properly addressed. See dust collection, oily rags, and Nick's fly dance moves. Pause for laughter. Finally, I can't stress enough the importance of keeping your shop clean and tidy. Sweeping regularly will lower your risk of slipping/tripping over wood detritus, which can get very slippery, and it also promotes a sense of well-being. I find that if I want to sweep correctly, then I need to first brush off the tables, benches, and machine surfaces, and so in order to do that, I need to put away the tools and clamps and whatnot. So proper sweeping actually creates the impetus to keep everything in its proper place. Common sense also dictates that by taking proper care of your tools, you're more likely to maintain sharp edges without dinging up your chisels and so forth. In addition, I can't tell you how many hours I've wasted working in messy shops, just looking through the messy piles of gear to find a particular socket or countersink bit. Keeping your tools put away will greatly increase your efficiency as well as your safety.